Today's podcast is an interview of my dad about aspects of his life before he became my dad. He's told me a lot about before he became my dad, and I like to ask him specifically about when he lived at the family-owned shipyard, Pacific Ship Repair and Fabrication. So, Dad, how long did you live at Pack Ship?
About 4 years.
What brought you to live at the shipyard?
So, what brought me to live at the shipyard?
Yes.
I came back from a school, the Art Institute of Chicago, and I realized that I wasn't going to learn what I wanted to learn there. So I heard the extra space we had at the shipyard to work on my art and photography on my own.
What were your thoughts on what was the area like? Like around the shipyard?
Really, really, really bad.
How so?
One time I brought some friends over to take a look at my paintings after I'd been working on about, I must have had around 20. And I brought maybe like 5 friends there, and we got there and I started showing them my paintings. And then we started hearing gunshots, and so I had to bring them into the parking lot to put more walls between us and the gunshots. They didn't come back.
Style at the shipyard.
Wait, what do you mean?
What did you do there? What was just like, okay. So what was your lifestyle at the shipyard?
What do you mean?
What was just like the vibe?
I had insomnia, and so I very rarely slept, and I was pretty much spending all my time either painting or taking photos, and so it was a big industrial space that hadn't been used in 50 years. Everything was beaten up. I had to tear out so much stuff when I first moved in. And I didn't really turn it into a living space, I really more turned it into a workspace. I had around 5 desks, a couple of work tables.
What did you use instead?
Well, there was the bathrooms at the facilities that I used, but mostly I'd have to, if I needed a shower, there were 3 rooms and 1 storage closet.
What was each room for?
One of the rooms became storage, because one of the things about it was that, so I only had 2 rooms with windows that faced out, and it was such a bad area, and there was always some stuff going on that I had to board up some of the windows, because I'd have people looking in and usually thinking about stealing something. So I had to board up one part of it, and the other part I had canvases for curtains. So one of them became storage space because I couldn't work in there. Another one became my main workspace where I used airbrush, paints, had all my computers, and then one was my living space and like bigger workspace, which because I barely did any living, I just turned into like the rest of my workspace, so like big projects were done in there.
What would that look like?
Well, I got into photography because I was doing illustration and I wanted to start taking photos to use as like guides for my drawings. So I started looking into photography and I didn't know anything about it. And I figured out that I could take photos without using a flash, so that was incredibly fascinating to me. And so I went and got my first camera, which was much, much more expensive than the average person's first camera, and jumped right in. And so it started off as a way for me to have, instead of using a Google image search, I would take my own photos, but after a little while I started to get more interested in photography, and anytime I was bored or I couldn't come up with something to draw, then I would just get in my car and drive around until I found a good photo.
Well, that answers my next question was, did you do all of your photography at the shop?
No, almost none of it.
Where else did you go?
Anywhere. I would drive till I got lost sometimes. Sometimes I would just go wander the streets downtown or wherever. But a lot of times I would just drive around until there was an area of town that I didn't know. And I would get out and I'd just start walking around and taking photos. And sometimes I'd be doing this for pretty much all night. Like, I'd leave at around 9 o'clock and I'd come back around 4:30. Because one of the tricky things about living at the shipyard is that you don't want to actually interfere with real work. So since people start getting there around 5 a.m., you had to make sure that you were back there so it didn't become a problem. So I'd kind of just hide away from around 5 a.m. up until around 4 in the afternoon.
Did you do anything other than photography and painting?
I mean, like, I had TVs, I would watch stuff. A lot of times, you know, after going to art school, one of the funniest things about going there was that when you first get there, all these kids come from places where they're kind of the most interesting kid in the town, because a lot of them are from, like, the Midwest, and so everyone's so used to being the unique one that once they get to art school, they all, like, kind of go nuts trying to out-unique each other. And for me, that really wasn't all that interesting, because I had already gotten out of high school early by taking my GED, and I was kind of already, like, working on art and doing... I already had insomnia. I was already a weirdo. Like, I didn't need to compete against anybody because I was already sick of it. But one of the things about art school is that you kind of get immersed in this whole thing where everyone is constantly focusing and working on trying to come up with something new, trying to come up with their next piece, trying to come up with something else to draw or paint. And so a lot of my time was just dedicated towards that. So I didn't have too many friendships, but, like, I would meet up with friends and go driving around. I would go get coffee. I would put on a bunch of movies or music or whatever and just sit there and think about what to do next. But a lot of my time was spent, pretty much all my time was spent either painting or drawing or taking photos, or I'd say around, like, 80%.
So how did living there evolved into you becoming my dad? Like, where did you first meet Mom?
So, I met your mom because, like, I didn't know anyone. I wasn't very social. All I did was work on my artwork, and it's very, very alienating, especially because I had insomnia. So, like, a friendship with me was a giant pain in the ass. Like, I was, like, bored all the time, and most of my friends would want to, like, you know, we'd hang out for a little bit and then go home. And for me, that was like, I was up for, I averaged about 3 days awake for 4 hours of sleep for almost a year. So, yeah, pretty much every night I was just like, if I did something social, that still meant I was going to be up for, like, probably another 10 hours. And so, it wasn't easy to have a friendship with me, especially because the only things I cared about were drawing, painting, taking photos, so people got a little tired of that after a while. And because I was so focused on it, I just kind of kept going with it. Anyway, so after a while of getting into photography, I started to run out of models, and so I started just asking around. And one of the few places where I would go talk to people was Gelato, because they were open till midnight and I could get a coffee, and it wasn't as weird as the other online coffee shops. And it started with me leaving an artist book that I had made, and I happened to go there one morning when a friend of mine was sitting up front drinking a coffee, and I showed it to him and he said it was amazing. He asked me what I was going to do with it. And I realized that because I didn't hang out with anyone, he was the only person that was going to see it. And that bothered me so much, I wrote "take me" on it, and I left it there. And after a couple of weeks, it circulated through everybody who worked there, took it home and brought it back and let somebody else have it. And after a little while of them trying to figure out who made it, I just told them it was me, and then I had an art show there. And that's how I got to know everyone at Gelato. And one of the people working there was Lucy. And while I was coming up with these ideas and had different things I'd want to illustrate, I needed models, so I asked Lucy if she knew anyone. And she connected me to Katie and Carrie and your mom. And this was with MySpace, so it was a while ago. And I think for what I had in mind, I wanted shorter people, so I didn't ask your mom. And she was offended because I didn't ask her, but I already actually knew who she was and kind of had a crush on her. In fact, that's when I saw you, and you handed me a cup of water. It was like maybe a couple of weeks before this all happened. And you must have been like a little over two. You couldn't, like, I couldn't understand anything you were saying. And when you tried to hand me a glass of water, I was like, what? And your mom came up and was like, oh, come here, baby. No one understands. You know no one understands you but me. Anyway, so things didn't pan out with Carrie or Katie. And then I contacted your mom, and she decided to, like, come by. Which is also really funny, because she basically met a guy who lives at a shipyard. Like, she came over at night, and it's a weird, awful, industrial part of town, and it's super creepy. So, I think Lucy must have really liked me or said nice things about me. But I think she also knew who I was. And, yeah, she came over, we took photos, because there was this idea that I wanted to try of, like, lighting, using only television lighting to do for, like, low-light photography, so she modeled for that. And then we hung out, we had a really good time, and then we hung out again and again and again. We were best friends for, I think, about 2 months before we started dating. And, of course, her being a single mom with when we started to get serious, it became pretty obvious that I couldn't live the way that I was living. And when we first started dating, it really wasn't very, like casual. It got very serious very quickly. Because I didn't want to be the type of guy that just dates a single mom and then just disappears. And I was very much in love with your mom. And so within a year, I went from living at an industrial space, not sleeping for days, drawing and painting, using chemicals I should not have been using, and driving around all night, to not having my own bathroom, to, I think about a year and a half later, we were living in New York, and I was a stay-at-home dad, making all of your meals, and helping you with homework, and reading to you every night, and making your mom's food, and doing the dishes, and becoming a very, very normal person after being a very, very weird person.